Stephen King's Dark Tower fantasy series still stands as my favorite fantasy series of all time, and if you're familiar with the Dark Tower series, you likely know of Roland Deschain's journey to the Dark Tower that takes place over 7 books. But did you know that there is an 8th Dark Tower book? I just finished it, and it is called The Wind Through the Keyhole. And yes, it was the 8th book published, but chronologically, according to the series, it actually falls between books 4 and 5. And I definitely enjoyed it, but it was not really what I expected at all, and I tried to go into this one knowing absolutely nothing about it. So, like book 4, Wizard in Glass, Wind Through the Keyhole tells a story about Roland Deschain, our main character, but it is mostly a flashback in telling a story about his younger self. And apart from pretty much the first 30 pages in the very last chapter, this entire book is a flashback. And it is also that sort of frame story narrative structure where it is a story situated within a story within a story. So there are 3 layers to this thing. So the wider narrative is taking place. The group is venturing from one location to another. They get caught in a storm, have to take refuge. Roland decides to tell the rest of the group a story about his younger days when he was sent by his father as a young gunslinger to go investigate a murderous shape-shifting monster. There's only a single survivor left in this monster's wake, and throughout the investigation, Roland and this young survivor find themselves in a bit of a waiting period, and then within that story, Roland decides to tell that kid yet another story. And that third story, the innermost Russian nesting doll, is what takes up the absolute bulk of this book, and it doesn't actually have anything to do with Roland or any of the characters we've gotten to know throughout the Dark Tower series, with the exception of maybe adding a little bit of lore to a certain character with the initials RF, sometimes MB in this series, and it is an Arthurian legend-esque type of tale. Despite what it might seem, that innermost story that has nothing to do with Roland or his quartet, his group, is actually what makes this book worthwhile and a worthy read. It's hard to describe, but King has a knack for what I would coin classical storytelling. I think he does a really good job of it in another book like The Eyes of the Dragon, for instance. They are these stories set in older times, sometimes medieval periods, that almost feel like classical fables. And during that innermost story in this book, I almost forgot that it was a Stephen King book to begin with, and I found myself completely lost in it. I won't get into the particulars to avoid spoiling anything, but that was my absolute favorite thing about this story, that innermost narrative. Outside of that, though, I don't know if I would consider this book quote-unquote absolutely necessary reading for Dark Tower fans. It virtually does nothing to progress Roland's character or add or subtract anything or change our view of him. I guess you could say there's a little more perspective in terms of adding to the Dark Tower universe, some various elements, magic, some secrets in Midworld, but beyond that, I don't think it's going to change your interpretation of this series, but it's a good story. Might be worth checking out if you're into that kind of thing.